Sefer Devarim begins with a very, very interesting introduction. Eila HaDvarim, Asher Dibber Moshe Kol Yisrael. These are the words, which is really a very, very long drasha that takes place all the way from now, all the way till Moshe Benu is Nifta, till the end of the Sefer. Asher Dibber Moshe Kol Yisrael, Moshe Benu spoke to Klal Yisrael, Be'eva HaYardein, and it seems from the Pasuk that we're giving here a GPS location. Yeah, but Eva Hayardin, cross the Yardin, but Midbar, but Rava, Melsuf, Ben Pora, Ben Teifa, Lava Chasidus, is giving exact pointing, exact location, exactly where this was, where he exactly spoke to Klal Yisrael. But the Mepharshim explained that clearly, this is not a place, because there's no real place called Ben Pora, Ben Teifa, Volava, on such places, Rashi explains. Omer B'Yechanan Chazan or Kol Mikra, says Rashi, V'lo Mitzinu Mokon Shemay Tofa V'lova. They're not such places. And therefore, this Pasuk is used as a form of Drush. This Pasuk is used as a form to explain in a hinted, encoded rebuke of Klal Yisrael of various different things that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to speak to them about, and it's encoded in these words. And Rashi explains, and he says, "Be'eva hayardin ba midbar." What chet is referring to the midbar? Says Rashi, "Lo be midbar hayu el ba'avos mayov." They went to the midbar, the avos mayov. What's midbar? Midbar was what they bishul mashehichisuhu ba midbar. Yeah, they got Hakadosh Baruch Hu angry in the midbar. She'omer mi yite musenu. Who's gonna, we're gonna die in this midbar? What's gonna be? How can we live in this midbar? Yeah, carries on, and he says, "Ba'arava." What's arava? Rava is Baal Pa'oir. Yeah, where they did a chet in Baal Pa'oir. Molsuf, what's Molsuf? This is Yamsuf. Ben Poron, Ben Teufel, Velovon. What is that referring to? Lovon is referring to the Mon. Ben Teufel is referring to, Rashi brings down, what's with the Mon? Mon is, we can't stand this disgusting food. Poron is referring to the Meraglim. Chatzeros is referring to Koirach, and Dizov is referring to the Eagle. Okay, so Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately is giving them a setup of all the various different places that they call Zachet. Explains Rashi, why did he say in this remez? Says Rashi, the first Rashi on the Sefer. Umonokan kolam ekoy Moshech isu lifnei hamokoyim behen. He mentioned all the different places that they made a Kodesh Baruch Hu angry. Lefikoch sosam esadvorim. That is why he made this in an encoded form. Vehiskiron beremez, and he mentioned it in a remez mipnei kavodon shel Yisrael, because of the kavod of Klal Yisrael. He didn't want to be too specific. He didn't want to say it too clearly, and therefore he said this in coded form. Now, if that's the case, there are many, many problems with that, because we see later on, a few psukim later, Moshe Rabbeinu goes into great detail exactly what these chatoim were. Yeah. It says in Pasuk Zayin, Pnus Ulechem, come to Ham Miri, and it gave you this land, and it told me that Isilo Uchlevadi Seeseschem, and it says later on, Hovelechem Anoshim Venevoinim, and because later on it talks about, going up, and he sent the Meraglim, Vitikrovdan Laikulchem, Pasuk Chof Beis, and Nishlecha Anoshim. In other words, if you're trying to respect Klal Yisrael, if you're trying to hide the Chatam of Klal Yisrael, then why go into all that detail later? There's no point keeping a secret and a few psukim later talking about exactly what Klal Yisrael did. So what is Voidim Shel Yisrael, or keeping it quiet then, if later on you're going to say very clearly what the chet was? That's number one. Number two, if he is talking about the various different chatoim that they did, and this place is a fictitious place, it's only a hint and a remez of what the chatoim was, why isn't it in order? It's not in order. You have Moel Suf comes after Midbar Barava, yeah. But Midbar Barava, Moel Suf, Ben Poram, Ben Toivim. Here we have Egel Azov after the whole thing of Machlekus of Koirach, and Machlekus of Koirach comes in order. Bechlal, what's going on over here? If you're giving them Musa, talk about it in order. What's going on? Okay. So again, there's two questions. Question number one is, if you're so careful about their covered, and you want to speak the whole thing in coded form, why go into the details so clearly later? Number one. And number two, why do we use this encoded form in an incorrect order? Okay? So I want to give over a beautiful, beautiful pshat I heard from various different people. Rabbi Lef put it all together in a very, very beautiful way. And I want to say it over in his name, because it's an absolutely fantastic vort. And I'm going to add a lot of introduction to this, but you'll get a picture behind this. there's a fascinating medrash. The medrash says, by Yosef, when Yosef revealed himself, and he says, Ani Yosef, or Oida Vichai, I'm Yosef, is my father alive? The pasuk says, Baruchu Echov Lanois Oisoi. They could not answer him, Ki Nivalu Miponah, because they were shocked. So the medrash, Abba Koyim Bad Lo Ime, the medrash brings on medrash, Rabba, Oi Lonu Meyoim Hadin, Oi Lonu Meyoim HaTeichocha, woe to us the day of judgment, woe to us the day of Teichocha, of rebuke. Yosef Ktonin Shal Shvatim Hava, he was the smallest of the Shvatim, or almost the smallest, Vloi Hoya Ochiv Yecholim Lamid by Teichochosi, and his brothers could not possibly stand up to his Teichocha. Like the pasuk says, Vloi Yochol Ochiv Lanis Oisoi. Lekashi Yovei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show each one according to who he is, al achas kama v'kama, how much more so. So the Beis HaLevi asks a few questions on this. What does it mean, Yom HaDin and Yom HaTechocha? What is the day of Din and the day of Techocha? What is the difference between day of Din and day of Techocha? And furthermore, usually the Techocha comes before the Din. You know, before a judge passes sentence, he gives a good mouthful to the plaintiff or the person who's convicted, and then he tells him, and because based on this you're going to be judged for X amount of years in jail. But he doesn't first say the din and then give him a whole teichocha. So why does it say yoim hadin yoim teichocha? It should say the other way around. Okay, listen to this carefully. So the Beis HaLevi says that a Kodesh Baruch Hu does something that ultimately is such a teichocha, it is so powerful that it's not possible for us to hide. He corners us. Like, let's take Yosef. Yosef says to his brothers, I want you to do tshuva, but I want to do it in a way that you are so shocked that you cannot possibly answer me, and that is how I'm going to make you, bring you to a stage where you completely realize your mistake. They're completely shocked. They could not answer him. How? He brought them to a stage where he put Shimon into jail, and he says, where's Binyamin? And let's have Binyamin, and Binyamin puts a gevir in his thing, and Binyamin takes him into, okay, I'm going to take Binyamin as a prisoner, and they are fighting with one direction. We cannot possibly leave Binyamin here, because if we leave Binyamin here, Avinu, we've got an old father, and he will die if he misses one of his children. How can we possibly take away one of the children from our father? What kind of anguish, what kind of tzar will we do to our father? Says Yosef, Ani Yosef, I'm Yosef. Ho'oida vichai, is the father still alive? What do you answer to that? What do you answer to that? There's no way out, you're completely cornered. Ani Yosef, ho'oida vichai. Says the Beis HaLevi, when he comes to Shemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to throw at us, steer us. What he's going to do is, he's going to say, I want to give a particular case in front of you. You are too subjective to judge your own case. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a particular case in front of the person and says, how does this person deserve to be judged? And a person will judge that case. Is this person's terrible? Did you get it for Shachar? It's terrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that person is you. So Yoim Adin, you're going to judge the case first, and then Teichocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be Mechiach you with exactly your judgment that you've done. In other words, a person is so mixed up, a person has such self-interest to protect his position, that a person is not able to see clearly. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu does certain things, the Osad Lovoi, that gives a person clarity, and by doing so, changes a person's perspective, flips it around and puts it on that person, and that is the din that is going to be. Yoim HaDin, Yoim HaTeichocha. The stirus that a person is shown is such that a person cannot possibly answer his position. But if each thing is taken by itself, in an individual basis, every single thing a person generally is able to justify. I'll give an example. There's a fantastic Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says, this is my verse in Perik Beis in the Goyim Halacha Hei. Kol hanegoyim odom roye chutz minigei atzmoi. Every nega, every wound a person can see, in other words, a kohen is allowed to judge whether it's saras or not, chutz minigei atzmoi. He can be the biggest kohen in the world. He can be the world expert in the goyim in saras, But he's not allowed to judge his own saras. Why not? Because he doesn't see it. He has an opinion that is going to be contrary very often to the real emes. He's no geir b'negoyim. Exactly. No geir b'negoyim. Exactly. Carries on the Mishnah. Kol ha-b'chayros odom roya chutz b'b'chayros atzmi. There's a halacha with a b'chayr that if a b'chayr has a mum, you'll have to shecht it and eat it like chulin. If it doesn't have a mum, yeah, then you've got to take it up and you've got to, it's a whole different process of how, Ein Shalom, exactly how that's done. But it's much more convenient for b'chayr to have a mum. So if a b'chayr that you give to a kohen, a b'chayr that you keep for yourself, you prefer if you have a mum than if it doesn't have a mum. So kol b'chayrus odom roye chutz min b'chayrus atzmi. A person cannot judge a din of a b'chayr for himself. So I wanted to say that this is a typical situation where a person is shown a stira within themselves. Why? A nega and a b'chayr are two exact opposites, and a person changes things just in order to fit his position. A negar, a tsaras. What's the last thing a person wants? A person does not want to have tsaras. It is something that is a very difficult tara process. He's got to be discommunicated, he's got to leave his house, he's got to leave his friends, he's got to bring korbanos. It's very hard. And therefore the last thing a person wants is to recognize that he has a tsaras. So a person has a tsaras, he has a real problem, and a person has an agenda not to see his problem as being a problem. Right? So that's he doesn't want to see his saras. On the other hand, by a b'chayr is exactly the opposite. By a b'chayr, a person could be the behemoth, the animal does not have a wound, and he wants to say it does have a wound because I want to eat it as chulin. So there, he doesn't have a problem, it makes out there is a problem. That is the way a person works. Sometimes he is a terrible person, he's doing terrible things, but he justifies it and saying, look, I'm not so bad, I'm fine, look at me, I'm great, it's not so bad, I haven't got a neg, I don't have a flaw, I'm a perfect person. And that same person can get to a b'chayr and he can say by a b'chayr, I'm terrible, who am I? Oh, it's got a mum, this animal, it doesn't have a mum, you're fine, you could do this, you can lead, you can learn, you can do this chesed, right? And this is the conflict that a person has. Sometimes he pretends he doesn't have a problem when he does, and sometimes he pretends he has a problem when he doesn't. A person justifies things for himself. The only way to corner a person is to show him the stira within himself. Listen to this. Says a pasuk, Klal Yisrael grumbled to Moshe Rabbeinu in a midbar. What's a midbar? The pasuk says we can't live in a midbar. Look, a midbar hayo, but midrash mi yitin was saying, but midbar we're going to die in this nasty midbar. We can't live in this midbar. Terrible thing. If we are out in this midbar, that's when we can survive. Says the pasuk, 1 second. You're bar rava now. You're not in the midbar. You've left the midbar. You're not rava. What's a rava? Yeah, you've left. You're now b'smayov. You're in shittim. You're not no longer in the midbar anymore. Don't blame it on the midbar. It's a stira, you bar off, you're out of the midbar, still doing chatoim, you're still hanging out with Benois Moyov. Carries on a pasuk. Okay, Mol Suf is a question within itself. Ben Paran and Ben Toifel, what's Ben Paran and Ben Toifel? Ben Paran was Meraglim. They sent Meraglim. What was the agenda of Meraglim? We can't go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that is living in Tuk. That is living in a world of nature. We have to live in a bubble. We want ruchnius. We don't want to live amongst all the craziness that's going on in the world. We want to put ourselves into a ruchnius bubble. That's Meraglim. We want ruchnius. Oh, really? You want ruchnius? What happened by Lavan? Lavan, what's Lavan? Is Mon. What do you say about Mon? We don't want this lechem kloikel. We don't want this miracle bread. We want normal food. We want to live in a world of normality, of a normal world. Stira! Do I live in a bubble? Do I live in a normal world? Okay, carries on. Machleikus Kairach. What is Kairach? Kairach is Moshe Rabbeinu Kulam Kadosh. We don't need you, Moshe Rabbeinu. We don't need you. We're all Kadosh. We're all fine. Oh, really? What happens later on? What happened by the Egel Azov? Oh, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course we need you. If it wouldn't be for you, if we only did this because we needed you, we were lost without you. We just said Kulam Kadosh. We don't need you. So the pasuk is bringing down the stiras And that is the order of the events of the stiras that's going on. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to take the stiras and show them and throw it in their face. And so Moshe Rabbeinu begins like this. And he says, listen, Klal Yisrael, don't try and get out of this. And I'll say this with Derech Remez. I'm not going to say this clearly. I'll say this with Derech Remez. But I'm just telling you, I know exactly what you're thinking. Sometimes you're Nega, sometimes you're Bechir. Sometimes you want Midbot, sometimes you want Narova. Sometimes you want clear out, you need Moshe Rabbeinu, sometimes you don't want Moshe Rabbeinu. Sometimes you want to live in Ruchin, sometimes you don't. It's all, you're living in Stira. You're living in Stira. Don't think you are okay, because you're not. And I'm going to put this in a hint, in a encoded form, just to show you, I know exactly what you're thinking, you can't get out of this. Later on in the parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks out clearly. Anybody who reads the parasha, who doesn't understand the ins and outs of this Rashi, all they see is Meraglim. That can be justified by itself. Meraglim can be, we want to be Ruchnius. So when they come to Klal Yisrael, and this guy says, Klal Yisrael, what happened with the Meraglim? They're working through Deuteronomy, and they see this Meraglim story. What happened with Meraglim? We wanted to be totally pure. We want to live in a world of spirituality. We never wanted to go into this land where we're living in Teva. Oh, I can understand that. That was keeping the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael going. In other words, it's no problem where Moshe Rabbeinu first encoded the steerers are in them in order to corner Klal Yisrael, and then later on spoke it out clearly that any of those other things that spoken out clearly could be justified and the Klal Yisrael will still be able to keep their Kabbalah. But that is what we're all about. We're all about steerus. We're all about, on one hand, you know, somebody came to me in shul and he said to me, very, very disturbing, these people coming around collecting for money during davening. It's very, very disturbing. They come around and they collect money and they put their hands in their face. It's very disturbing. So I said to him, honestly, I'm not judging you. I'm really not, far be it from me to judge you. But I've noticed that you text in the middle of davening. You hear text messages and you're texting back. Astira. If it really bothered you, you'd turn your phone off. It's not that it's a body. And he said, you know, it's something, you're right. He was man enough to admit that there's Astira. Yeah? You go to somebody for tzedakah and they say, you know, oh, I wish I could, I just really don't have right now. 2 days later, the guy has an expensive painting on his wall. You know, it's a steerer. A guy can't go out for Maariv now. He's far too tired. He has to go to bed straight away. The phone rings and he can schmooze 3 hours to his friend. See, each thing within itself is difficult. A guy doesn't want to be disturbed during davening. Fine. Tzadik. Okay. But put together with texting back, steerer. A person can't afford to give stocker. Fine. You're wasting money on something else, steerer. The beginning of the parasha is all about steerus. It's all about Moshe Rabbeinu saying, no, I'm giving you techocha now, I know exactly what's going through your mind. Don't say this, because I'm going to say that. Don't say this, because I'm going to say that. Don't say this, I'm going to say that. Later on, you can justify yourself to anybody else who doesn't know what's going on, but I know what's going on. That's the beginning of this sixth parasha. Tisha B'Av is all about steerer too. Tisha B'Av is all about steerer. There's a very, very interesting thing I just heard from the name of Rav Nebensal. He says, there's a fascinating pasuk in Zachariah. The pasuk says, Koi Oma Hashem Tzavokus, Soim HaRevi, this is Zachariah Ches Pasuk Yates, so said the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Soim HaRevi, the fourth Soim, which is Shivas Batamus, yeah, the Soim HaChamishi, which is Tisha B'Av, the Soim HaShvi, and, which is Tishri, which is Gedalia, yeah, the Soim HaSiri, which is Teves, yeah, the Beis Yehuda, the Sosin, the Simcha, the Moedim Teves, will be flipped around. For her Emes va Shalom Ehovu, and Emes and Shalom will be loved. Very nice. But what's for Emes va Shalom Ehovu? Where does that come in? How it doesn't seem within context of Emes and Shalom Ehovu. It'll be flipped around, and Emes and Shalom Ehovu. How does that fit in? So Nebensal said a very, very beautiful vort. He said, what was the cause of the Churban of the first Bais? What was the cause of it? This is based on the Gemara in Nida Da Samach Aleph. The Gemara says over here. It was. The Pasuk in Gemara said in Samach Aleph. Brings a Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Vahabor asher hishlich shom yishmo es kol pegra noshim asher hikol biyad Gedalia. Gedalia ben Achikom killed all these people and threw them into the boir. Asks the Gemara, v'chi Gedalia horgom? Did Gedalia kill them? V'ali yishmo horgom, yishmo killed them. How can you blame on Gedalia? Gedalia was killed by yishmo. How can you blame Gedalia? He killed all these people. Says the Gemara, ele mitoich shohoi loy lochush la'atzas Yochanan ben Korach. Since he should have heard, listen to what Yochanan ben Korach said. V'leichosh, Yochanan ben Korach warned him, get bodyguards. So get yourself a taser gun. You know, get yourself some yeah, I'm telling you, be careful, someone wants to kill you. V'leichosh, and he refused to listen because of Lashon Hara. Ma'ale olav ha'kosuk ila horgon. The Torah says, it's as if he killed him. Omarova, of course it's Lashon Hara. Of course he didn't accept it. So he says no. Afabi to the kabule loy meboya, mechashay meboya. Even though he shouldn't have accepted the Lashon Hara, he still should have been suspicious that it may be true and taken the precautions to make sure nothing happened. So Gedalia ben Achikam was responsible for the very fine line. Very fine line. But he was responsible for all that happened in the Churban Bayis Rishon based on the fact that he did not believe that somebody wanted to kill him. What does Churban Bayis Sheni take place? The Gemara says in Gittin, Perikan Azokun. The Gemara brings a famous story in Daf Nunvav of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. Kamsa Bar Kamsa. A famous story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa. He made a party, invited the wrong person. The wrong person came along and, famous story, and he threw him out of the party. And the Chachomim kept quiet. So he went along and he went to the Romans and he took a korban and he made a little a gash in it by his eye. And so the Gemara says, what should we do? And he took it to the base of Migdosh and he seen our gash in the eye. And he said that the Jews have rebelled against you. See, they don't even want your korbanos. So now we have this korban standing in the base of Mikdash with a mum. What do we do? So Gemara says, Sov Rabban le Kruvet. Rabban wanted to be makrivit. Rabban wanted to be makrivit. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Mishum Shalom Malchus, because of the sake of peace of the Malchus. Omelu Rav Zachari ben Avkulis, the Kavod said no. Yoim Ru Bale Mumin Kareven Gam Mizbeach. They say you're allowed to bring Bale Mumin to the Mizbeach. So maybe you should kill this guy who brings it, and he breaks the chain of communication. The laser valema. Person brings a mum to kodshim, you kill. Says the Gemara. Omer Rav Yechanan anavasenusa isher of Zecharia ben Avkulis hechriva es betenu. That because of his anova, the Beis Midrash was destroyed. V'sorfe techelenu and burnt the heichal. We went into Golus because of him. So Rabbi Yisai, what's happening here? We have Zecharia in the first. We have Gedalia in the first base of Mikdash. And we have Rav Zachariah ben Avkulis on second base of Mikdash. What was their mistake? Gedalia made a mistake. He was all about Shalom. He was all about Shalom. I don't hear Lashon Hara. It's all about Shalom. It's all about peace. It's all about Shalom. I am a Shalom. I'm a peaceful person. Nobody's going to bother me. I'm not going to bother anybody else. Live and let live. I'm fine. No. But sometimes you need some MS. Sometimes listen, maybe there's some truth in what other people are saying. Maybe you shouldn't have Shalom. Maybe you should be a steerer to Shalom. Here's some MS. Maybe hear with reality what's going on. Wake up! So the first space of Mikdash was because of somebody who was focused too much on Shalom, not enough on MS. The second base of Mikdash, with Kamsa Bar Kamsa, what happened to him? He was all about, no, we can't do this. We can't allow such a thing. MS, Halacha says, the person doesn't get killed if they bring a mum to their hekdush. A person, you can't bring up a korban on this way. Yeah, that's all about MS. But what about Sholim Malchus? What about being careful for the Malchus? What about being careful for the king? You can destroy the whole base Midrash over this. You can kill people over this. You need not only MS, be a bit of Sholim as well sometimes. So the first, Gedalia was too much Sholim and not enough MS. And the second base Midrash was too much MS, not a Sholim. It says a pasuk in Zechariah. We have Stiris. MS and Sholem are Stiris. But, says a pasuk, all the time,
the MS is thrown.
From Shemaim, correct. Yeah. So he said, same Arvid, same Achmishi, all the different same will be switched around if it's a MS var Sholem Ehovu. If you love MS and Sholem, if you know when to pick the MS against the Sholem and the Sholem against the MS, then we can flip everything around. Then you can make everything fantastic. And I want to just finish off. That is Peshat. That is Peshat, I wanted to say, in Nachim. Yeah? In Nachim, we say, Ben Mincha and Tisha B'Av. We say, when we moan about the base of Yerushalayim, Titan Kola, Libi Libi Chaleh, Ma'ai Ma'ai Chaleh, on all those people who died, Ki Ato Hashem, because you are Hashem, Be'esh Hitzato, because Esh, it was burnt, U'be'esh Ato Osaliv Noiso, and with Esh, you're going to rebuild it. What does Esh Rosh HaTevis, Rabbi Yisai? Emes and Shalom. Emes v'Shalom, Be'esh Hitzato, how did the first base of Yerushalayim, the second base get burnt? Because of getting mixed up with the Emes, with the Esh, with the Emes and the Shalom. There's too much Emes in one place and too much Shalom in the other place. But if we flip it around and we know when to use each one, if we know when to use it around, not have steerus, not like Moshe Rabbeinu pointing the steerus, but know and be able to control each little thing, then the Apostle will promise us, Be'ez Hashem, Ve'emes, Ve'asholim, Ehovu, and Be'ez Hashem, Soim Ha'Revi, Be'Soim Ha'Chemishi, will be the Sosod, and the Simchah, and Moyad, and Tovim.